Steve in D.C. in the morning on a gorgeous Monday morning in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Everybody's smiling.
It's a victory Monday.
It is. We've interrupted Chris Stewart at home, I believe, or he may already be in the office. I don't know, but he was doing the watermelon crawl. Chris, good morning, man. Roll Tide.
I ain't got an office. What are you talking about? I was in my office Saturday. I enjoyed it. I'm playing dad carpool with my son. Got him dropped off and... I'm just enjoying the beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes. Has the smoke cleared?
I hope not. it is amazing, amazing how good cigar smoke smells when your team wins.
That's
and how
right.
bad it smells when yours loses. But
you're so
it's
right.
been glorious.
You're
been
so
glorious
right.
the past 3 days.
Well, listen, we contacted you this morning. You're doing an incredible job as obviously the play-by-play man on the Alabama Network, which we're happy to have here on 95.3
right.
The Bear.
That's right.
But the call of the interception, your call, I would say at the very least, is top three best Chris Stewart calls ever. And for anybody that missed it, here it is.
Play action. They want to throw. They do. It's intercepted.
It was the rhyme there that you did. Ain't a flag to be found for Zabian Brown.
I mean, come on.
I swear, I haven't even, that's the first time I've even noticed that. I swear, that is the first time I've not even caught that. So,
well, Chris, that's what we're here for.
I appreciate it.
You know, the ESPN does a thing on late Saturday night where they feature the best radio calls in college football. And you know, that was like the number one radio call of the day that they featured.
Rightly so.
I heard it. It was nice. Again, it's one of those things, I got zero to do with winning and losing. But you hope you get it right in the moment, and people determine that, not yourself, but or not myself, I'm saying. But it was really cool. I'm glad it resonated so well. Most of all, I'm glad we won. But I was actually on the phone with somebody, and faintly, I had the radio on faintly in the back, and went, hang on a second, because it's weird. I heard my own voice, and they were doing different clips. They're kind of recapping the game, and then at the top, I heard them do top calls, and I thought, maybe. it was because of the game. It was, but it was very special to be there for, to be a part of. It's the best. It's truly one of the best rivalries in all of sports.
Just so you know, Chris Stewart, we have played that clip on the Stephen D.C. Morning Show every hour on the hour this morning, and we're still getting requests for it.
Well, that's very nice. And again, if we'd lost the game, ain't nobody would have cared to hear it.
Right.
That's the way it worked.
That's true.
That's the way that worked.
That's very
But you
true.
Know, from your perspective, you said it. I mean, gosh, we were all as fans thrilled, but it was such a sudden instant thing. You got to be ready to go.
Well, Butch Owens, as he always does, bails me out, my spotter, because I couldn't tell exactly who it was at first. And I glanced down, and that's why you hear in there the slightest of hesitations, because he's pointing at the spotting chart and has got me covered on Zabian Brown. So I've got to do that, and then I got to pick back up where he is. And normally, you know, normally one of those things where I probably go the 20, the 30, the 40, the 50 across midfield, 30, 20 foot race or whatever. But I kind of had to catch up a little bit.
Yeah,
so
I noticed
technically,
that.
Technically, I don't know if it was all that good, but I know that it was a, you know, I've learned this over the years. People really don't care about the message.
No.
as long as the message is good.
Yes, yes.
And
it's the emotion.
If it's, Yeah, and if you deliver it well, it's the outcome.
That's right.
And because it was a touchdown, or if he got brought down at the five, then, you know, they or we lose the game, nobody cares.
Right.
But because it turned out well, it resonates and it's part of the memory, and I'm glad it did.
I think it's one of your all-time best, and I love the score.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, it's good.
that's become a thing. The score thing has become a deal now.
Yeah, so. I love that. You're doing a fine job, and look, you fill some large shoes, and you've more than done that, and I'm just so glad you're our guy. I really am.
Yeah, you've made it fun. I mean,
appreciate it.
You really have. You've made the games. I mean, we're on an amazing roll right now, and like you said, pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended.
We are, but you've made the games fun, Chris Stewart.
Chris, have you seen a change? Because I know you're with him a lot. You do the coaches show and all that. People talk about, has there been a change in Kalen DeBoer after that first game? Have you seen one?
You know, there's not a change in who he is at his core. There's not that much of a change in probably the message, maybe how it's delivered from time to time and tweaking it. But that's also part of growing as a coach and as a person and learning that you got to do sometimes different. You got to do it a little bit different from time to time.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I was teasing him just a little bit. coming out of the locker room, on the radio show, I said something post-game about, I said, I know the team was fired up, but it was evident from you walking out of the locker room on the entrance video. I said, you were in a little different mode there. And he kind of sheepishly looked at me and he goes, yeah, I forget those are on from the time we walk out the door. I said, yeah, there are no secrets anymore. But he was amped from the beginning and the team responded well. And I think that is something he's been unafraid to show the emotion, not that he necessarily was before, but I do think it's at a different level.
Yes.
I think so too.
And it's time to give him a little bit of his due, you know? I mean, he's had a rough go from the beginning of the year, and it's time to acknowledge that, I mean, he's a winner. I mean, he is.
I thank God he's ours too.
Yeah, he's a winner.
No question. Well, it goes to show you, I mean, there's growth and there's development, but also don't hurt to have two of your best players ready to go, and that was Tim Keenan and Jam Miller. And once we got them, we look a little different, don't we?
Yeah, we sure exactly. do. And I think, you know, Ryan Williams seems to be well again.
Yes.
Well, exactly. And I don't take anything away from our coaches when I say that. That I simply mean it to further your point of, it ain't like they just learned how to coach.
Right.
They knew how to coach. He knew how to coach. That's how he got the job to begin with. But, you know, having your best players available certainly does help the cause. And we're a decidedly different team than we were at the end of August. And thankfully that's the case.
Amen.
Do you own a black Bama hoodie?
I'm wearing one right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, they're tough to get.
It's not the same one. It ain't the same one, but it's a good one. And, Darth DeBoer is doing pretty well right now, that's for sure.
You got that right. They're hard to get. I was going to ask you to use your connections to try to get me one, but I don't know if they come in a 6X.
Well, we'll go for a tarp with you and cut a hole in it. But
hey, now
you're the one that said 6X. That was good judge.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe I could buy one from Caden Proctor. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everybody was fine with it the first couple of weeks. He's number one in the country, loses, and now he's not dressed right. Now everything's now it's considered stylish. So it all is based on winning. That's what everything's about.
Exactly.
Winning changes everything.
When you win, it's good.
Well, congratulations on what has to be at least one of the top three Chris Stewart calls ever.
Right. That's right.
And we look forward to hearing you again in South Carolina on Saturday about 2:30 in the afternoon, man.
You're very kind. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate 95.3 The Bear and all the listeners and what you do for the Tide and helping us bring the message to everybody.
Well, we love you, man. Thank you. Doing a great job.
God bless you. Chris Stewart, everybody.
Yeah, that was a great call. We have gotten requests for it this morning. We'll probably play it again before we're done at 10.
I do think that he makes the games a little more fun. Like,
oh, I do too.
You just never know what he's going to say, and right. It just makes the action more fun.
Absolutely. I feel like he's one of us.
Yeah.
I hope that's a compliment.